This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, hey, welcome. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segments brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. If you're looking to buy a new Dodge Jeep or a Ram and you don't want to mess with the markups, then that's where you need to go. Website is ivcdjr.com, ivcdjr.com. Located out there in lovely El Centro. Take a run out. They're open on Saturdays and... you fixed it. They're open up on Saturdays and Sundays. Actually, Saturdays. Parts department only. So in case you run into any kind of a parts issue, they're there to help you out. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. They've been serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Go 760-362-8383 or just hit them on Facebook. Make an appointment because you will have to do that. And thank them for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio. Brandon has got a little box in the middle. Anyway, folks, this is STORC Dirt Radio. I love the city of San Diego when they love to tear up freeways during the middle of the day. I got tied up going east on Saturday, so I thought they were done. Then they decided to tear up west on Saturday.
On Sunday.
But we made it.
That's good.
Who's your guest?
We've got Michelle in the house with San Diego FJ Cruisers joining us. Hey,
hers
Michelle.
Is cooler
Hello.
Than yours.
It is cooler than mine, huh?
And way cooler than the Suzuki.
Oh, you be nice. I looked at her FJ. It's got Fox shocks.
You need to trade yours in.
It has lights all over.
Like, rigid, yep.
I bet you can drive it in a dark night and you can see everything.
Did you do it? Was that whole thing was your idea?
It was.
Your concept?
It was. I got it stock May 4th, 2013, and everything from there I did.
Are you kind of have you been off-roading your whole life? Like
my
Audrey?
Entire life.
Yeah, you and Audrey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did, that's where Desiree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dirt?
Dirt Rider Foundation.
Dirt Rider Foundation, because she said she was born in the desert. Well, not quite, but pretty close to it.
Pretty close to it.
But so I like the way you've done yours. It's not for looks, it's for practicality.
It is, and I use it every part of it.
Is that kind of what the? I understand you belong to an FJ club as well.
Yes, San Diego FJ Cruisers.
How many you got in the club?
We have probably around 550 members. It's not really a huge group, but
that's pretty big.
We're more into camping and off roading and cleanups, and that's why we're big into SDORC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
We're happy to have you on radio. I think you'll have fun.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Try it. It's all yours. I'm leaving.
What? No.
Dave, Michelle, their group hosted a checkpoint at the Lost Lizard Fun Run last November. What was the game that you guys had?
We had skeletons ring toss.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We got tapped in last minute, so it was a big honor to be asked
but
to run a checkpoint.
Be way more creative next time, huh?
Well, we won best checkpoint, so
I guess you don't have to be creative.
Yeah, we brought out 1,000 otter pops.
You're the otter pop girl.
Yes.
Yeah, you made a lot of people happy with those otter pops.
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah. I had a couple.
Yeah, he came around a few times.
They had fruit snacks and little waters. They made sure everybody was taken care of at their thing. They had stuff for the kids.
Yep.
They had glow sticks and like other things that they gave out. Very interactive. And they were all about the, the passion, the feeling that you got leaving their checkpoint, you know, was just amazing. They brought everything to it. Right. And when you left there, you were hyped out of their checkpoint.
So you didn't buy a Jeep?
No.
Okay. So you must have seen something in the FJ when it came out that really sent you to that vehicle.
You know, honestly, when I first saw it, I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
I thought it was kind of ugly.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I learned more about the vehicle. I took it for a test drive, and it felt like driving a tank, and I was just sold.
Yeah. Well, I've been a Toyota guy my whole life. I used to work for him at the whole nine yards. So I get it. When I first came out, I went, where did you come up with that idea?
I know hers will last a lot longer than mine.
Yeah, well.
Try the wheels off yours, Audrey.
Yeah.
But she does too.
So you go flying down the freeway, and Audrey cannot slow down to save herself.
Did you lose a wheel?
Huh? No, but she's got a story from last week, and she can tell you.
I'm listening. We're here for a while.
Well, we had gone out to the desert to actually look for a lost dog, and we were coming through Fish Creek, and I noticed my whip was down, and I looked up, and my gas tanks were gone. So at some point along the way, they had snapped off and had to double back.
Oh, that's those kind of clamp onto the side of the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With the Rotopax, yeah.
So you had to go back.
Yep. Luckily, I got to them before the people behind us, so I was able to scoop it up.
No kidding.
Did they unbolt or did they break?
The bolt snapped.
No.
Yeah. Oh, warranty. Yeah. Right off. She warranty. Just told me
I know,
out in the
right?
Part. Yeah. She just showed me. I was like, oh, your bolt, it sheared right off. She goes, yeah, in the middle of Fish Creek last week. And yeah, I was like,
Yeah, I bet if you talk to the person that you bought those from, they'll be more than happy to take care of that for you.
Right.
After you send them this show. And you can even mention, tell you what, we won't mention the name of the company now, but if they don't help you, just tell them you're coming back on the only off-road radio show, and we will discuss your lack of customer service.
That sounds good to me.
By the way, you have got a great voice for radio.
Aw, thank you.
No, serious. And Audrey knows, because there's some good, some okay, and then there's some that are terrible. But you have it's a good tone.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it breaks away from the group, because one thing that's important on radio is you can't sound like her, and she can't sound like you. And
yeah, differentiating between each of us as we talk.
Yeah, so that I just wanted to throw that out there, since you've probably never been on radio before.
Nope, first time.
Yeah, well, we can have a lot of fun doing it. How many different events do you guys do throughout the year?
It varies. We do a lot of group runs. Mm-hmm. We have a couple big ones. Our anniversary run, and we do a run at the end of the year called Transanza. Originally, when we did it, it was 100 miles just in the dirt, and we would traverse through all of the deserts out there. That run has gotten big enough to the point where each year we've had to cut out a little section to make it.
Because of so many FJs?
Yeah, and other vehicles. We do have 4Runners, Jeeps, full-size Fords.
So you're open to anybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Even Audrey?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all about like-minded people.
She can't go, though, by the way. She's on restriction.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I am.
She's broke.
And
until,
I haven't been.
Until her warranty card allows her to go back out on the trail, she's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all watching her, because she's not very trustworthy when it comes to not doing something you're not supposed to do.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello. I get reports.
I've been taking care of
myself. No, you've been doing good. No, I'm very proud of you.
I've been taking care of myself.
So if somebody has an FJ, is it an open club, or do you have to be vetted, or do you have to write a check for $1 million? What do you got to do?
It's pretty open. Yeah, you just got to answer a couple of questions, and you're in.
All right. So Facebook is probably the best way to do it?
It is. All of our events are on Facebook.
We're going to talk their board into making them make everybody be an SDORC member.
Yeah, we should.
That's what we should do.
Well, we do have a group membership.
Right. Yeah. That's no. It's
like a
it's
higher
really
membership,
good.
Like that has fewer people. Like, do you charge anyone to be a member?
No.
Yeah, you need to do that only so that you can give back to the community. Like, say you want to do an event, and you have a little money in the bank to do those kinds of things. Audrey will help you. She can spend money quicker than anybody.
We're definitely looking into certain things like that.
How old's the club?
We just turned 4 this
month. Oh, did you get her a cake?
I didn't know.
Well, then let's take
a break. I'm learning.
Let's take a break right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very good. Segment's brought to you by Fire and Ice Air Conditioning. The Ashley family have been doing this since 83, yeah. Holy mackerel. So if you need somebody to take good care of your air conditioning, heating, these are the folks that can do it. In fact, if you get somebody else that's already looked at it and maybe you're not comfortable with the price, give them a call. They'll come out, take a look, and won't charge anything. And if you're getting a good deal, they'll tell you. They also have discounts on repairs for seniors, military. Like I said, they don't charge until they start turning wrenches. That is Fire and Ice Heating and Air. 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-FIRE, or just go to fireandicehvac.com. Also, Wayne Miller Tire used to sell tires. Guess what? Still does. But now he'll change your oil, do an alignment, do transmission work, you name it. Anything to be done on your vehicle, Wayne Miller is the pro. He specializes a lot in off-road vehicles, but he'll do your daily drivers too. 619-596-2800. All right. What's up, kids? You both got more paperwork than I got.
We got lots going on. What are you doing next weekend, Audrey?
Next weekend, I'm headed out to Pismo Beach, Oceano Dunes, to go camping on the beach, hopefully, if they open it for camping. It's open for day use right now. But Friends of Oceano Dunes is actually hosting a cleanup out there next weekend on Saturday, January 27th. So we'll be out there for that date. Or is it the 28th on Saturday?
I just heard that Oceano Dunes is open for day use and camping.
Cool.
So I got a list of SVRAs, state vehicular recreation areas. They're like the state off-road parks. So Carnegie is closed. Hungry Valley is closed. Hollister Hills is closed. They all had a lot of damage from the big rainstorms.
Yeah.
Oceana Dunes is open for day use and camping. Prairie City is partly closed, including the entire 4x4 area. Sorry, girls. Prairie City is right next to Sacramento.
That's such a bummer. So my husband, Kaliska, just went out to Superstition, where we do our fun run. They went out to pre-run the course for us so we can have sand section. And
we have a firm date now, November 4th. Yes. That's confirmed with the Bureau of Land Management. Woo-hoo! So we're good for... And we kind of hope that the San Diego FJs will host a checkpoint again.
Well, if you ask real nice, we might be able to pull that off.
Yeah, talk to your people. We'll talk to our people. Definitely. We'll see what we can pull together.
Returning champions up to...
Oh, you have to defend your
defend
crown.
Your honor.
I don't know how we're going to beat the Otter Pops,
checkpoint.
Though.
Man. Well, bring them again. I think Justin had Otter Pops years back.
I think it was the the 10th annual one or the 9th annual. Yeah, he brought like 3 deep free.
He went big on that one.
They had like 3,000 Otter Pops they gave away that day, and he won too. I'll never forget the when we did it Halloween weekend at State Parks and TDS did the...
I would love to move up a week and do a haunted checkpoint.
Yeah, a haunted house. They did a haunted house. They set up easy ups. They did a trail, a haunted trail that you had to get out. You went through the haunted trail and had a bunch of people. TDS was awesome when they did that. Yeah, it was absolutely great.
And, you know, I talked to Desiree about doing a haunted Halloween run for the Dirt Rider Foundation. And it's a great idea, but having it like a week or two before the Lost Lizard, it's just too tight.
Well, if you can, Point Magoo 4x4 Club puts on a Halloween trail. They did a Halloween poker run that they put on, and all the proceeds go to Corva. Mm. And they put on a couple of like super scary checkpoints.
Really?
And little like trail points. Oh my gosh, the video that they put on Instagram from it was just absolutely amazing. Like, shout out to Jared for that. And what those guys did out there. But the Superstition, I wanted to tell you, for the damage we're talking about from all the rain and everything, So you know Sand Dam, the most popular part. Everybody goes to Superstition. You go to just in front of Sand Dam, there's Ant Hill, and that's like the very, very steep one. And then you go over, you go down Sand Dam, you watch people ride up and down it. We'll sit there for, you know, an hour, have lunch, you know, and then we take off. And sometimes we do the goat trail that's out to the east. Sometimes we do the one that goes back to the west. Yeah, the steep hill. Yeah.
We came down that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. But, you know, the most popular one that everybody does is straight out the back to the north.
I love all the berms on a dirt bike. It's just great.
Well,
it's a half a mile of moto heaven.
All that rain that we had, that canyon, that's really tall, steep hills right there. A lot of water runs down and out that area, that section. What used to be a really nice trail that everybody, my husband just went yesterday, and there's almost a 20-foot drop off that he had to back up and back out, and they didn't do as a, you know, I mean, they even with the winch and stuff, he wasn't gonna even try to get himself down it. So you know, if you think about the water damage
the
that's happened in a couple
out there.
So I'm, you know, it the one good thing I think about all the rain is it, even if we rerun the same exact green course that we did, we have a new red course that we're gonna add into the Lost Lizard. But the dynamics and the flow of the weather and everything that just happened, I mean, there's washouts, there's ruts, there's some crazy deep ones, like out of nowhere you're going through, and then there's just this 2-foot dropout that'll rip your tire and your axle right off. So you have to be so careful out there. I mean, even
don't
the two-wheelers, if you hit, if you hit that in a two-wheeler and you hit it just wrong, it can just twist you and slam you down so hard. Scary.
So I went on that trail in August. You know, we had the monsoon came in, and we got like more than an inch of rain out there in August. And and so we did, all the sand was fabulous, wet, hard sand.
Yeah.
It's wonderful on a motorcycle. And we went out the back of Superstition, and all those berms were gone. So much water went through, it just ripped away all the sand, and it was not as good. And then a couple months later, I went back over there, and all the berms were back. People had, you know, by riding through, it got set up again. So that was nice. And the berms are gone right now, but they'll be back. It'll be back to good terrain. Let's see. How's our time? So this happened a few months ago, but it's kind of interesting. In October 22, an environmental group filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service because they're polluting waterways. Do you know what they're doing for pollution? They're dropping fire retardant during wildfires.
Oh, well, then they have to stop that. That is just, that's ridiculous. We have to stop that.
So they filed a lawsuit against.
Let her burn. Just let her burn.
They're saying that they dropped 760,000 gallons over 7 years of firefighting combined over all the forests.
You
because
know,
the fire retardant is getting into streams and other waterways.
It's an environmental disaster that they created by not allowing us to do the trimming
and maintain the forest.
Yeah,
what do they call it, a fuel reduction.
Proper fuel reduction.
I think that's
proper
the term.
Burning through as you're supposed to.
I want to tell you something crazy about this. Do you know what the main ingredient of fire retardant is?
Kool-Aid.
Inorganic fertilizer. They're dropping fertilizer.
Yeah, but see, they don't care. They don't like the color.
Oh, which maybe would help the forest a little bit. But no, it gets into the water, and it could maybe harm some critters.
Well, have you noticed how quick the forest comes back after a forest fire?
It can.
Absolutely.
And how do the critters feel about getting burned?
Yeah, versus getting colored orange.
Versus turned orange, yeah. So this is just insane. I don't think our group's going to have anything to do with the lawsuit. Like, I'm not going to try to intervene on behalf of the Forest Service, although it'd be tempting.
Okay, so let me add a little Let me add a little fodder to your story.
Oh.
You know, we just had all these massive rains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know because of some little fish called a mullet in the Sacramento Delta, 3/4 of that water just roared off into the ocean?
Why are they blaming it on the mullet? It should be blamed on the fact that we don't have water storage properly set up to store the water.
It's like your little flat-nosed-tailed frog lizard thing that you guys have out in the desert.
The flat tail horned
lizard. It's the same thing. They don't want to disrupt its life, so they will not build any reservoirs or build. They've been trying to do this since the 70s.
And they get washed into the ocean. And that's when they enacted
the, you know, all of these, you know, the Greenpeace folks and all that.
Yeah.
And they said, no, 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 no. So all that water just goes off into the ocean.
Yeah, enough it absolutely to solve blows our my
droughts
mind
for years.
It
and
would
years
solve it completely if they would, you know, if they would methodically build, you know, proper reservoirs that you could use for hydropower. I mean, there's just so many things you could do.
Have you seen that when they put the salmon staircase around the dams so the salmon can actually swim up and, you know, continue their spawning thing? So there's ways technology can make.
But then there's other like, silly so that ways the mullets too. And, so how they know what to do that? So I'm in Alaska.
The Delta smelt.
I'm in Alaska. Okay, so I'm with this guy. He says, well, how they determine whether you could fish up here or not is they count the fish. I go, they count the fish? He goes, yeah, they stand on the side of the dock and then they'll block off an area, you know, so the fish can't swim. And then they pull it up really quick. And they go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And they try to count every fish. And then whatever they count determines whether or not you can go fishing up there or not.
Interesting.
Is that scientific or is that just me?
That's pragmatic.
How fast can you do a clicker?
That's pragmatic.
I know. Blown away.
I'm blown
that's
away.
Interesting.
I don't know what to say.
That's the way they like to roll. Well, yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
So, Audrey, what are you doing Tuesday at 4:30?
It's not the first.
This coming Tuesday.
It's not the first Tuesday.
It's not the first or the third Tuesday. There's an ad hoc meeting that the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission is holding on Oceano Dunes.
Okay, it's the commission
on
meeting.
On a Zoom.
Yeah.
So it's not the commission meeting.
No.
Which is different. This is an ad hoc meeting specifically about Oceano Dunes.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to try to get on there.
Okay.
We can zoom into
a
that.
Zoomy.
So it's a Zoom meeting. You can also go in person. Do you want to go to San Luis Obispo? And so there's a number of issues going on at Oceano Dunes. I think we've talked about it plenty of times.
Ever since we started the radio show.
There's problems with dust, right? So the state is doing stuff to limit dust leaving the area. And there's things to talk about with that. Then there's species problems. Like there's some birds and there's some other problem
species.
So they're doing stuff. There's some entrance and exit problems. And then there's the lawsuits. There's three lawsuits running. So they're having an update meeting, and it'll be good to find out what's
three
going on.
Three important lawsuits. There's more than that going, because I know Ecologic has lawsuits, and then Friends of Oceana Dunes has currently, I think, 18 going, but there's three major ones that are going to make or break,
ones.
And those are all being heard this year, and they're all being heard this spring,
I believe,
between March and May. Yeah, between March and May.
Last year, that March, they're going to go to court.
Yep.
And we're going to... I don't know if it's going to end in March or if it's going to be a step along the process.
I'm sure it's a step along the
they're
process.
They're all going to meet in the courtroom.
Okay, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
See, Ed's starting to feel sad because he doesn't.
I get left out, and
Audrey
was
looking. You're gonna be here next week.
Audrey was looking at her.
Hey, you're gonna
be
here next week.
That's because I'm not doing it.
You get to do the answer.
I'm riding betas next weekend.
Well, you're not gonna be here.
I'm not gonna be here.
Yeah,
it's just you guys, or just you, Dave.
What guys?
Or
you guy. Audrey's going to be in Oceano Dunes.
I'm going to see if I can wrangle Jim Sooty or Jared McLeod or one of those guys to call in.
Why don't we do live to tape? Why don't we do live to tape?
On Saturday at the event?
No.
Oh, like Thursday?
We don't have to be at the event. Just do live to tape during the week.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Let me see if I can get hold of Jim.
We should do that because I'd like to be on if I can. Plus, I'm riding all the new Beta motorcycles. I'm super excited. They make a whole line.
You're not going to be able to call in.
No, I don't want to call in, but let's tape ahead of time, like you said.
Well, how are you going to tape until you, or when are you riding?
Well, we'll talk about that the next week.
All confusing.
I know.
PRMI Mortgage, if you need to do a mortgage deal with your house, reverse it, finance it, refi it, whatever you need to do, you need to deal with an expert. Well, Chris Wiley is the man, born and raised right here in San Diego, especially East County. He knows this little piece of the land like the back of his hand. So if you have any questions, 619-722-1303 or PRMImortgage.com. Ask Chris to take good care of you. Tell him we sent you. And thank him for sponsoring STORC Dirt Radio. Also, S&S Off-Road Magazine, been around since the 80s, early 80s. Go to SSORMAG.com if you miss seeing it at 7-Eleven. Because it's all online. It's bigger. It's better. It's got more pages, and you can have a whole lot more fun with it. Classifieds, stories, updates, news, games, you name it. Steve and Sherry really, really take good care of the off-road community. www.ssormag.com. All right, we got Audrey in the house. We got Ed, and we have a guest, Michelle, from the FJ Club. Did you post that picture or no?
I did post that picture. It is currently on Instagram.
So if anybody wants to go to Instagram and take a look at a bad FJ, this girl's got it.
Oh, you put a picture of her FJ up?
Of course.
Love
that
it.
Thing, I saw the Fox Shocks. It has a winch buried in the front. Like, it's hard to see, but it's in there. Let me ask you a question. When you winch, are you able to run the winch underneath and behind you? I've heard that people, they have like a roller bar.
It has to depend on how long your winch line is and if you have your snatch box, your snatch
block
set up in the correct location to be able to.
It's better just to put a rear winch on it.
It's better just to
have
put a
two
rear
winches.
Winch.
Yeah, yes. Just one on the front, one on the rear. Just
that's
wire
too
them
much.
In.
But what no, if you want to have a trailer hitch in the back? You can have one winch, and you could just have you don't have to have the winch line 100 yards long. You could have a line.
You just
like a
can't
separate,
have the wheel on the back like I do. That comes off, and then the winch goes above it. Your hitch is still below it.
See, if you were to do a winch line from the nose to the tail, you'd have to loop it. You'd have to weld loops in it to keep it from, in case it did snap, from tearing out undercarriages.
Yep.
It's way cheaper and it's way easier just to put a... You could even get a portable winch that goes into your trailer hitch just for emergencies to get them out of jam. I only know this because I was in recovery and evacuation for 3 years in the military.
pulling tanks
pulling stuff
out of ditches.
Out of the mud.
So you have... There's something on top of your FJ... It's not that big, but it's kind of wide and like a boxy thing. Is that a tent?
Oh, yes. I call that the tree house.
Right.
It's amazing.
So no bears will get you.
It folds out?
I don't know. That might be debatable, but.
Yeah, bears are pretty big. But it gets you off the ground.
It does.
So there's no creepy crawlers coming in.
You got a view.
If it rains, you don't have the water coming through. Oh, you got a view.
The view's the best. Wake up and open that door and just look out over camp.
Who makes it?
Smittybilt
makes
that?
Because I know they're heavy duty on racks, but they actually make living accommodations.
They
now.
Do. And that's who made my winch as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, they've been, a lot of people think Warren is the real deal, but Smitty's been around a long time.
It has been.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. What are you shaking your head about? What? You don't like them?
You don't want to hear my nickname for them.
We don't want to hear your nickname for
I could probably guess. Well, but so far,
we'll talk about
has
it
been
at the next commercial.
Everybody, super want to hear. You wear tennis shoes. She wears high heels.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We are all different.
When she drives her FJ.
Everybody is. I got my Jeep. She got her Yoda. I got my Jeep.
Yeah.
I got my Jeep. She got her Yoda.
Do you call it a Yoda?
I do.
Okay, that's cool.
Uh-huh. I've had a couple Toyota trucks. Wonderful vehicles. Great bike haulers. Yeah. Super reliable. Easy to work on.
But I'm glad to see, because I've been asking around, because I thought an FJ would be a good platform to build off of. But then Audrey says, "Well, you should give me that look." I really did. I thought the FJ would make a good platform for an off-road vehicle.
I like it too. I wonder if it's too
big. Sorry, don't look at me that way, Michelle. Oh, she's going to beat me outside when we get
too.
Out. She's going to drag me out by my hair,
all
dude.
The way.
Is it like a on the large size for off-roading? Because it's kind of a bigger, it's not a big vehicle, but it's bigger.
It's
like
a little
wider.
It's a little wide. Yeah. And then I put on the kick-out rails. It makes it a little wider as well.
So there's no way you could fit through the squeeze up in Pinion Mountain?
It would be definitely be body damage.
Yeah, you probably would
scrape your way through.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to fit through. Yeah.
Let's clarify, little Miss Frowny over here.
She wouldn't be able to fit.
Yeah, we're not comparing.
Her rear end is too big.
So you're saying I have a big butt.
Yeah, I think she's saying you have a big butt.
She didn't say that.
But I'm just saying, we're not comparing FJ to Jeep to the new upcoming Bronco. It's what do you like? You know, I know that's the way you got to look at it.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
Because yeah. I'll tell you what.
If I had the money, I would have what you're driving today.
And not what I have.
Just saying.
I want to turn on the radio later just to hear what
I actually think from a capability point of view, you could probably outdo the 4Runner.
Yeah.
In the position you're in, you could definitely outrun or outcrawl or out in the condition that your FJ's in, because I mean it's still bone stock. I mean it'll do what a normal person that's never been off road before. It'll be more than capable. But if you get somebody that like Ed, you know, I mean even though Ed's two wheel, but if you get a real seasoned off roader, you know, they would have to do to it what you did to it to be compatible. To put a smile on your face. See, there it is. Yeah,
right? It's definitely a passion for sure.
Well, absolutely. I love it. Absolutely. And I like your grit, because it reminds me of back in the day when I was a kid, you either liked Ford, Chevy, or Dodge. And Ford people were terrible. And you had whoever you chose, you'd take them to the ground, you know, defending your brand. And we've kind of lost that until we got into the off-road community.
Yeah, because you talk vehicles, and I'm still a Chevy girl all the
way. No, I'm right there with you.
How are you?
But give me a Dodge T-Rex, and I'll be the happiest kid in town.
Yeah.
Did you see my segment Saturday?
I didn't.
With Shuni.
Oh, you had Shooty side by side on?
You don't pay attention.
I didn't. I saw the TRD. I saw your 4Runner one.
You don't pay attention. That was Friday. Sorry. But anyway, so I had them on, so now they're all gaga.
Oh, good.
I had a good time with them.
Excellent.
And
I'm going to go see them on Monday. I'm going to go invite them down to the TDS Desert Safari and see if they want to come on site.
And then you want to also invite them to be a sponsor on.
Yeah, on radio. Yeah,
trying to set it up for you.
They did the Lost Lizard for us. Right. They were a sponsor for the Lost Lizard, and yeah,
good group of guys.
Yeah, actually, I have to go. I think I still have their shirts. I don't think we.
Yeah, need to get with it. And then I'm also
the pre-registration bags.
What's our other buddy, Tony, from
Lifestyle Garage?
Yeah, so I reached out to him. So we're gonna put him on TV.
That's another one I'm gonna go see on Monday. I gotta stop in and see if Michelle and Tony will be willing to come down to TDS Desert Safari. Is coming up on March 4th and 5th on Saturday. They're gonna be at the Sand Style Building. It's across from the truck stop where the Jack in the Box, the gas station is right there on the corner of the 86 and the 22 on the corner of state parks. Basically, they're across the freeway on the other side of the 86. There's a Sand Style actual brick and mortar building there, and next to that they've got about a 1,000 foot long by, you know, I don't know, 150 foot, 200 foot wide parking lot. And so we can have, you know, a good decent amount of vendors in there. Already got some food lined up for them, and I'm helping TDS out this year and gonna go ahead and work some, see if I can help them out with some vendors, get some on-site vendors there for them. So
we're starting off the new year. Anything exciting coming down legal wise out of Sacramento?
There's a number of meetings that are important.
But anything you think that'll go through, or you need help from the listener to call, you know, tune in, what have you?
Well, the range of light that we've been talking about the last couple of times is going to be huge. We do not need to lose the Sierra National Forest. I don't think that Jones, well, we already had all of the bills come through, and Jones's legislation didn't make it again this year because
the red sticker bill.
Yeah, the red sticker bill.
I don't think there's going to be a red sticker bill.
I don't think there is either.
I think skipping a year.
I think they've realized that
they just threw their hands up and they don't know how to make a bill that would help off-roaders and please the other side.
And then our bill that passed got voided because the DMV said, oh, no, we need 7 years to put it into place. It's like, how can you not just update your...
The DMV is the worst.
A week to get a sticker.
It's the worst agency. I mean, they're just difficult.
It just took my parents 8 months to get a license plate.
Yeah. Hey, and they're
8 months to get a license. Like, what, did the jail guys go on strike? Like, how is they not producing license plates? Like, what's going on?
Of them. All right, here's the next one.
This is a joke, because when I say this joke, the person listening, I don't want them to be mad at me. But I know a good, I know a person that's 94 years old that gets licenses, no problem. But he can drive. I will give him credit. He can drive.
You know, if you can drive and it's still, you got the eyesight, then I don't see why.
I know. He's out there rocking and rolling.
I would want to be at that age if I'm still alive and I'm still coherent enough and have the vision to see. I won't be out there doing my thing. Get out of my way, people.
No, you got to get your vehicle.
Watch out. I'll run you over.
Sorry. No, you have to go to Golden. Only joke. Hey, you got to go to Golden Boys and get your vehicle handicap equipped. Because by the time you're 80 years old,
I'm not going to last that
you
long.
You will be in a wheelchair.
I'm not going to last to your age.
God, I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, walking around in a body cast, yeah, like an armor thing, moving her.
Kind of. Hey, she'll be all AI.
I'm avoiding surgery at this point in time, so we'll see.
You can fix yourself. All right, let's take a quick break.
That's why I was running. Can't tell me I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. That's why I was running.
I actually thought you ran quite well. You didn't look like...
I got to get angry. He says he can't trust me to do what I'm doing. It makes me mad. I can't say that on air.
Okay, well, hey, you better prove it to me.
I am.
Okay, let's take a break. It's my show. You just rent it. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This thing is brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. It's a place you need to go if you get hungry. They got delis. They've got a complete full-blown butcher shop. They're up there in North Park. I drove by them the other day, and I couldn't get my buddy to stop. But be that as it may, check them out. It's called the Wise Ox Butcher Shop, 2855 El Cajon Boulevard. When you go in, thank them for sponsoring our show. And one of these days we'll maybe have a meeting up there. Or they got room for a meeting? Okay, the parking lot. We'll sit next to the big barbecue.
Yeah.
All right. So what else you got?
So there's lots of meetings coming up. I think I'll try to be in a lot of them because it helps. In February, I'm not sure, we don't have a date yet, but there's going to be a meeting on the SB 155 from 2 years ago. That was a state bill that it took the expansion area of Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area away from us. It was a big bill. That was the budget trailer bill. So it did lots of stuff. It was like 1,000 pages. But part of it took away our part of our park, and they said they would give us some other land for off-roading. So there's going to be a meeting trying to push that forward, and I'm interested in that. Last summer, Audrey and I went to a side-by-side safety summit. They're planning another one this July 27th. I can't believe they're waiting a whole year to have another meeting. But they're going to be...
I hope you forget.
I think it's going to be in Sacramento. So it's going to be on the 27th, and then the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission will have a meeting the next day. So if people travel to one, they can stay and go to the next one. So that'll be interesting. I might go to both of those. January 24th, there's going to be an ad hoc meeting put on by the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission on Oceana Dunes. And they're going to talk about a bunch of issues going on there, along with dust and species and the lawsuits. So there's three problems there, right? There's dust issues. There's species. There's 11 species that are listed both on the state and the federal endangered species list. So there's a bunch of stuff they do to protect the species. And then there's the Coastal Commission ruling to close the park in a year or so. And then the three lawsuits trying to challenge that. So there's going to be a...
We hope that something actually comes from this meeting and state parks actually steps up to the Coastal Commission. But we'll see. I highly doubt it.
That's Tuesday afternoon. I'm probably going to call into that one. On January 31st, there's a 30-30 meeting. And 30-30 is that there's both a state and a federal movement to protect 30% of the water and the land by the year 30-30. And I just read some stuff about California. And since they initially came out with the percentage, which is about 24% of the state is protected, they have not changed that percentage at all. That's still the same. And Amy said that the hunting groups have brought those people a bunch of acreage that is thoroughly protected, and they won't add that to the list. I've also given them a bunch.
That is just so frustrating.
I gave them a bunch of land that I said, this land really should be protected.
What that just proves and what that's just showing is that they're out to, it's a land grab. They're out to get more land. They're out to designate as much as they can instead of actually utilizing what is already here. And you know.
If they look at it rationally and objectively and they say, yeah, it turns out California has 36% protected land. Then their whole thing is for naught, right? Then what the heck are they doing? So they need to keep the percentage down so they can move forward with their agenda, which is to close more land. And you know what bothers me? That there's a federal 30-30 thing that Biden did.
Mm-hmm.
And the eastern half of the United States is predominantly private property. And that just is difficult to count in the 30-30. Like sometimes people can designate part of their property as protected. But for the most part, everything on the east side of the Mississippi, very little of that land will count into 30-30.
Yeah,
so what does that mean? So if they want to go 30-30, then the west side of the country is going to have to
make up the rest of it.
Make up the rest of it.
Yeah.
So California is going to have to go more than 30%. Right, it's going to have to be like 40, you know, some higher. All the western states are going to have to do a lot more.
How can they get away with that?
Politics.
It's a land grab.
I'd promise Newsom the White House. That'll get us anything we want.
It's difficult. There's a meeting on the 31st. Saturday, February 4th. This will be more fun. So there's going to be a 4x4 run that Rick and Jackie are doing. Rick Moore and Jackie. Forget how to say her last name. Anyway.
McNamara.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They come to our meeting. So they're also members of San Diego Outback Four-Wheel Drive Club. And the club is kind of low on members. And so we came up with the idea of letting them do a meetup run through SDORC's meetup group. Our group, we just turned 1,100 members yesterday.
Wow.
Nice.
That's so awesome.
Why don't we put a KUSI segment together for them?
That one might be too soon. They don't want too many. It's their first time. And so he...
No. After the event?
Maybe after the event.
Or just
have February 11th coming up, Painted Gorge cleanup. Then we have the February 18th clean
Did
desert
you send me a
cleanup.
Date request?
No, but I need to, please, for this. Do you have time available and open? I know you were booked through January, but... Yeah, can you? So February 11th, I hope you can join us out at Painted Gorge. It's at the base of the 8 freeway when you hit the bottom of the desert down the grade in Eagle Paw. It'll be right off to the left-hand side. When you're coming down right when you hit the bottom of the grade, there's a chevron right there. That's going to be your exit. And then you head on over
to
Painted Gorge. Painted Gorge cleanup for February 11th.
And the town of Ocotillo, right?
The town
that's
of Ocotillo.
Where S2 sort of starts?
Yeah.
Just send me a... request.
Yeah, yeah, I will definitely do that. Because we need February 18th, Clean Desert is doing Ocotillo Wells cleanup as well. That will be over at the main stage near the Discovery Center off of the 78 side. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get Adam in here with Clean Desert prior to he can, you know, advertise that one.
That'd be fun to get him. He lives in Oceanside, I believe.
Can they find that on the website?
Yeah.
What's the website address?
CleanDesert.org for them, and desert is D-E-Z-E-R-T. And
is that on your website?
On our website as well.
Which is?
S-U-R-C.org. It's on our calendar.
While you're there, you might as well join.
Yep. $25 annual membership. Become a member of S-U-R-C. I like how I just said that. Was a weird little... We also have February 18th. I volunteered to go up to Johnson Valley after King of the Hammers. King of the Hammers is coming up in the next week as well.
It's like the 3rd to 11th?
I think it's the 2nd to the 11th. Yeah. February. That's, yeah. Wow, it's generally the first week.
I want to see King of the Motos. Yeah. Forget those four-wheelers.
10-day long adventure.
Oh, I've been there. If you've not been, folks, I'm telling you, it's a bucket list.
It's a bucket list. There's nothing like it in the world, in my opinion.
And when they say it's a city, it's kind of a city.
Oh, it is. Hammertown, it full on becomes a town when you go into Pit Row, vendor area,
Bring your wallet.
Can get into the VIP tent this year. I don't know who is, if it's Amarak this year or
go up as media.
Who's going to be up? I'm going to try. I just messaged Dave Cole to see if I can get in for media.
Their
tickets, because if you didn't buy your tickets right now, it's $75 online for King of the Hammers.
It's
on site, it's
price.
$100 per person.
That's better than Disneyland.
It's way better than Disneyland.
And it's more fun.
So, Desert Cleanse Project is hosting a cleanup out there the weekend after King of the Hammers on February 18th, same President's Weekend. So, I'll be out President's Weekend in Johnson Valley to help that clean up.
Cool.
And at the same time, the Ocotillo Wells one's going on. So, you know, you've got choices on where you want to go.
I'll be at OW, Ocotillo Wells.
Yeah.
And you'll be at Johnson Valley. Valley. Okay, good. We got it covered.
Yeah.
All right. So let's thank our guests for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you,
we'd
Michelle.
We'd love to have you in anytime you feel the need, since there is an empty chair right there.
Love it. I appreciate that.
Or at least, if nothing else, send Audrey or Ed information that you'd like to get out.
Yeah.
You know,
anytime
about the club.
We've got events coming up or anything, you're more than welcome to join us.
Yeah. And you have my card. So anytime you want to come to KUSI and give a little appreciation to the FJ Club. What's the FJ Club called?
San Diego FJ Cruisers.
That was easy. I couldn't have made that up myself.
I want one. I'm tired of my Suzuki.
I wasn't going to say that. You could paint it to look like one.
I'd have to expand it. It's
just
like my car
bit.
Could fit in the glove box.
All right. That was SDORC Dirt Radio, folks. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Please join SDORC or any and all the other groups that try to keep the deserts open for you. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.